If it was ever useful to begin with, the United States Environmental Protection Agency has outlived its usefulness and should be put out of our misery, ostensibly to save the planet from the monumental hoax of the modern era, anthropogenic, man-caused global warming. The Obama administration is using the EPA under the auspices of the Clean Air Act to do an end run around Congress to force the equivalent of cap and trade on American businesses, which would then pass on the regulation costs to all Americans. You think your cost of living is high now? Unless the EPA is stopped, you ain't seen nothing yet. Lately, it's like living in some kind of nutty nightmare, with all these government agencies, the media, academia, Hollywood, and many others squarely on board with the global warming scam, as if they honestly believe it's true. Oh, they had to change the name of global warming since it became painfully apparent that there was no such crisis outside of the global warming that occurs when summer hits your hemisphere. No, the communist enviro-fascists could not hold up the ruse by using the term global warming. So they went down to their imaging department in the depths of propaganda hell and returned with a surefire term that would weather all seasons: climate change. Climate change is guaranteed to occur approximately 4 times a year, so how could they lose with that one? Now, no matter what kind of weather happens, these geniuses blindly proclaim, "It's climate change." Do they see the irony? Maybe they do, but I don't think it really matters to them how foolish they look. Their goal for massive global wealth redistribution is what counts, and this bogus Earth worship campaign is the best idea they could muster to make it happen. It's their story, and they're sticking to it, come hell or high water, either of which would, of course, be due to climate change. The evil wealth-robbing scheme of cap-and-trade was quickly rejected by all thinking Americans, which made it difficult, if not impossible, to ram it through Congress. So the communists of the Obama administration decided to use the EPA to accomplish the same result. Thus, a year ago, we saw the EPA declare carbon dioxide and 5 other so-called greenhouse gases to be a terrible menace to the ever-worshipped environment and to public health, and unilaterally gave themselves the power to regulate CO2 emissions. This is preposterous, and the pushers of this lie of global warming have to know it. Not to regress to sixth grade science here, but need I remind global warming Kool-Aid drinkers that carbon dioxide is a vital part of our air? CO2 is food for plants. A byproduct of plant consumption of CO2 is oxygen. The hoax of anthropogenic global warming is not even a clever one. Do you know what the most prevalent greenhouse gas in our atmosphere is? Water vapor. That oh-so-dangerous greenhouse gas of which clouds are formed. The good news in all this EPA bunk is that Republicans may not stand down and simply allow an unelected agency which is not accountable to the people to dictate environmental policy without the approval of Congress. Michigan Congressman Fred Upton, a Republican who will head the House Energy and Commerce Committee in the 112th Congress, has said he will work to stop the EPA from making this massive power grab. Representative Upton has apparently had a major change of heart. You may recall that he was the guy who authored the ridiculous and despotic ban on incandescent light bulbs a few years back. Well, now he says that was a bad idea, and he's going to work to undo the legislation. Is this a zebra that is changing its stripes? Fox News Online reports, quote, "Unconstitutional power grab, regulatory assault, job-killing scheme. These are just a few of the phrases Representative Fred Upton has used to describe the Obama administration's bid to unilaterally regulate emissions through the EPA in the absence of a comprehensive cap-and-trade energy bill. Upton's rhetoric and his enthusiasm for defeating a host of new pollution rules will get a powerful platform next session when he assumes the chairmanship of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. We will fight the administration's relentless assault on jobs and stop them from doing through regulation what they have been unable to accomplish through legislation," Upton told FoxNews.com in a written statement, end quote. Good for him, if he follows through. The state of Texas has not waited for the members of Congress to act on behalf of the states. Texas has actively resisted the EPA and has sued it to prevent the outrageous regulations from taking effect. However, another out-of-line court, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, has ignored the Constitution and blocked the request for a delay in the imposition of the EPA's onerous job-killing regulations until another, probably also out-of-line court, can issue a ruling on the EPA regulations. As reported on Reuters last week, quote, beginning January 2nd, EPA will require large emitters, such as power plants, refineries, and cement manufacturers, to obtain permits for polluting greenhouse gases. The EPA has said it will issue permits for Texas, which has refused to adopt rules for emissions. Opponents of the climate rules say they will hurt the economy and kill jobs. In its lawsuit, Texas called the EPA's carbon regulations unlawful and said the agency's attempt to force state compliance with the rules was contrary to both the Clean Air Act and the Constitution, end quote. Over the couple of days that I was working on writing this column, I saw a large number of articles about this same topic coming out all over the internet. That's good. It means that the EPA is going to have a harder time getting away with this criminal power grab. The EPA is not a benign organization only looking out for the best interest of our air quality and our environment. No, it is now just another communist tool of the Obama administration, which is attempting to force the stupid green lifestyle on us all, to take us back to a standard of living predating the 20th century. Go to the EPA's website and you'll see all the usual environmental wacko topics and terminology, including the headline, EPA launches Green Power Community Challenge nationwide, and articles dealing with the classic leftist crusade for environmental justice. Environmental justice? There's your communist code language for taking everyone down to the same impoverished level. Look at Obama's pick for EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson, whose profile begins with this. Administrator Lisa P. Jackson leads EPA's efforts to protect the health and environment for all Americans. She and a staff of more than 17,000 professionals are working across the nation to usher in a green economy. She's working to usher in a green economy. What does that mean? It means wealth redistribution, mainly away from those who earn the money and into the big mouth of the government. It means loss of personal freedom and limited choices. It means federal and state robbery of private property rights. It means exorbitant prices on all products, services, and utilities. Actually, going green is a vile and completely counterintuitive way of life never before imposed on America. And it is exactly what the wicked people in the Obama administration and his flunkies like Lisa Jackson want to force on us all. The bad thing is, deep green inroads have already been made all across the country, as local city councils have bought into the aggressive campaign by non-governmental organizations which push for so-called sustainable development. Sustainable development is more of that communist code language, which does not mean what it sounds like it means. Several generations of school kids have been programmed in this faulty mindset. As Henry Lamb writes at sovereignty.net, quote, this vision is quite attractive to many Americans, especially those born since 1970, who have been educated in the public school system. To these people, nothing is more important than saving the planet from the certain catastrophe that lies ahead if people are allowed to continue their greedy abuse of natural resources. The public school system and the media have been quite successful in shaping new attitudes and values to support this vision of how the world should be. End quote. As usual, the leftists have targeted the kids as they look forward to imposing on America their evil utopian vision for the world. It will be an extremely difficult battle to undo the brainwashing of the young people who have been fed a steady diet of lies that will ultimately lead to their enslavement under their green masters. Henry Lamb's website, sovereignty.net, is full of valuable information exposing the globalist agenda, and his sustainable development piece, linked in my DakotaVoice.com article, is a must-read for anyone who values freedom and is not aware of the sinister agenda of the sustainable development movement, which has been helped along the way by the EPA. The EPA must be stopped. The Republican Congress must take swift action to cut the legs off of the EPA and reverse this maniacal power grab. I know I tend to be a doomsayer when it comes to the future of our country, because I fully believe we are close, if not past, the point of no return for our constitutional republic. I'm certain that it will literally take a miracle, an act of God, to stop the communists from fully implementing their evil plans for our great nation. We must never go back to the complacency of our past. We must never cease petitioning the Lord in prayer. We must never stop clamoring to our congressmen and senators while we still can, and demanding a return to a constitutionally restrained government. The fate of our nation depends on it. I'm Gina Miller.